Nolte, Christian funeral home forced to pay $250,000 for transgender firing. By John Nolte on December 3, 2020. A Michigan-based Christian-owned funeral home has agreed to pay $250,000 as part of a legal settlement to the estate of trans-identified individual that the company fired, the Christian Post reported. Back in 2014, Anthony Stevens, a guy, worked at R.G. and G.R. Harris Funeral Homes, and one day he started dressing as a woman and telling everyone he was a girl and his name is Amy. It couldn't even be Amy. It had to be Amy. So the funeral home fired him. Stevens passed away after the suit was filed, but on Monday, after being sued by the American Civil Liberties Union LGBT and HIV Project on Stevens' behalf, the funeral home settled. A big reason for the settlement was the Supreme Court choosing not to protect the faithful from this madness with a 6-3 decision in favor of Stevens and two others. So now, apparently, if you hire a guy and he shows one day in a dress and demands you address him as Margot, and you say, you know, we're kind of a Christian outfit, so this is probably going to hurt our business and maybe you should have told us about this little issue of yours before we hired you, so goodbye and good luck, you are going to get sued. Think about it. You're burying a loved one, looking for a funeral home, and a guy in a dress walks in. I mean, come on. Who wants to deal with all those pronoun tripwires under those circumstances? No one. We're not talking about race here, we're not talking about skin color or religion or even sexual preference, which is something you do at home. A guy wearing a dress to work is behavior. A chosen behavior, and the workplace should be allowed to govern workplace behavior at some reasonable level. And asking guys to dress like guys sure sounds reasonable to me. I don't even care if you're a guy who likes to dress like a woman. It's a free country. Knock yourself out. But you can't do it on the job. You can't chase away my customers. And if that little Juno girl wants to pretend she's a guy named Elliot, hey, more power to her. Just leave me out of it. She's welcome to call herself whatever she wants. She's welcome to call herself Napoleon. Different strokes. Go live your life. Just leave me out of it. I don't care. But I start to care when I'm bullied and intimidated into calling a biological guy a girl. Yeah, that's when I start to care. So if you leave me alone, I'll leave you alone. And it's a pretty shitty and selfish thing to ambush your boss with a sex change. Maybe that should be a box on job applications. Check here if you are considering anything involving gender reassignment. You know, if people would just be decent to one another, 90% of the world's problem would evaporate. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.